What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Today's guest is Kalina Powell, who's a speaker and advocate for those with hard of hearing in the deaf community. Really was a great, great conversation. I think as human beings, it's important for us to learn about different things that people experience and also understand that they still have the ability to all the things they set their mind to. I think this conversation was very inspiring for those who, no matter what life throws their way, they find a way to be an advocate for those who can use it. Thank you, Kalina, for being that light for others and continuing to do all the great things. All of her information will be in the episode description. Make sure to check it out, all her books, etc. Again, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I'll see you guys soon. Till next time. Peace. Kalina, thank you so much for joining. I appreciate you joining. I'm super excited for this conversation, like I've done with everybody else. As I've tried to mention, my goal and journey is to pretty much collect personal stories, find ways to humanize people in their life and for people to learn something about somebody that they don't know. So my question for you, like I ask everybody else, who are you to the world?
Hi, everybody. So my name is Kalina, a.k.a. the Deaf Queen Ball. I'm an international speaker, author, and a coach for young adults with disabilities. For those who don't know, I am a hard of hearing person. I'm a huge advocate for the deaf community, and I love educating people so much. And yeah, so that's pretty much about me.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. So take me to your journey. As you mentioned, having a disability, was this something that you were born with? And if so, how were you able to navigate that to a point today where you're able to be a speaker and an author and to also be a voice for others?
So my journey started when I became deaf at the age of 4 due to an ear infection, unfortunately. And so obviously my life was a roller coaster. As a 4-year-old, I didn't know what's next for myself. My family didn't know what's next for me because I am the first person in my family that is deaf and hard of hearing. And so my family came up with a really good strategy for me. They said, you know what, let's make Kalina go to a deaf school and a hearing school. So I actually went to 2 different schools to really learn how to communicate and who I am as a person. Because sometimes when I'm in the hearing community, I don't feel like I am myself because I have to communicate differently than the deaf community. Yeah. And so it was very challenging for me at first because I was trying to find out who I am as a person. Long story short, as I got older, I just struggled a lot with anxiety, bullying, due to my speech. People would make fun of me. And it was just not a fun journey. And so honestly, so when I got older, especially going to high school and going to post-secondary, university and college, it was really fun, to be honest. Some people thought I was going to have a harder time. I didn't know. I did not. Because I took the time to really understand who I am as a person and really learn how to communicate with other people, especially when I was younger. And something told me that I should be a voice to other people because I was actually looking for a counselor who was deaf or had a disability, and I noticed that there wasn't any. And something told me when I grow up, I'm going to be the voice for people who are disabled, for the younger generation. And that's why I'm here, and that's how I do it. And there's 2 stories behind it, but I met, it all started when I met a little boy. He was also deaf, and he was also shy in the hearing community, but I met him at a big park because I was a worker. And he came up to me and said, "Miss, I'm deaf too. Look at my hearing aid." And I was like, "Oh my God, like, yeah, I'm deaf too." Like, it was really cool. And the mom felt like a joy in her. And she said, "Kalina, since you did that, you're going to make the world a better place. I don't know what it is, but I can see it in you." And I had no idea what this woman was saying because I was only 16 at the time. So can you imagine you saying that to a 16-year-old and you're like, what? And so being young, I was like, oh, I don't know what this woman's talking about. And I went home and I just told my family about the story. And my family was like, maybe you could be the voice for the younger generation. You just never know what the future holds. Yeah. And when I got into, that was my first story. That's why the little boy inspired me to be the voice for the younger generation. And number 2, I met a professor who was also deaf. And I never met a deaf professor in my life either. And he definitely inspired me to do what I'm doing right now. He suggested me to become an author, be a speaker, and be a coach. So that's where it all started.
Man, that is so profound. And one, thank you for sharing all that. I think when I hear situations like this, it does give me a perspective. One, I would say an ability to recognize, I would say a privilege, I guess, to just the normalities of life and what it is, and to also empathize and understand what you had to experience and adjust may not be the same for somebody else. And so for somebody who may not necessarily have that disability, what is something that we can do better to like understand a community such as a hearing deficiency community?
I would say definitely educate yourself is number one thing. And two, don't be afraid to ask questions. I think that's the problem. Like, people are afraid to ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question, especially if you don't know it. The answer will always be no if you don't ask. And also number three, educate yourself on Instagram or TikTok. There's so many people out there that telling their stories now. And I feel like if you learn and study it from somebody, you'll be more knowledge and you'll be more wise about what's really going on in different community, not just the deaf community, but as a whole. And read books, right? There's a lot of books about educational, about like how can we be more acceptable. There's a lot of books out there as well that you want, or even listen to a podcast who is created by a deaf person or a disability person.
No, thank you for sharing that. So, speaking of books, let's talk about yours. How many have you written? What they're about?
Four.
Written four. Okay, you've written four books. What are they about?
It's four. So my very first book is my personal book. It's a poem book. It's about me being deaf, daily basic. It's very short, everyone. Like, I'm telling you, it's not a chapter book. I promise you, I know we don't like to be chapter book, okay? So my very first book is poem. I love poem. I'm a big fan of poem. And I wanted to make it short and very educational. And really, what it's about is literally about me being deaf daily basic, what it's like to be in my shoes, and just being a voice for other people.
Okay, the second book.
Okay, so the second book is called Change Makers. So it's a collaboration book with all entrepreneurs who are young, who are making changes in the world. So there are people from India, people from Germany, myself, Canada, and as well other people in the US and South America, I'm pretty sure. And we just talk
Gotcha.
about our business, what it's like to be young and being a business owner. So that's my second book.
Wait, so you say Canada, you're from Canada?
I'm from Canada, yes.
Really? You're the second person I've interviewed from Canada. What part?
Toronto.
Toronto. Okay.
Yeah,
Born, so
I know.
you're born and raised in Toronto?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I keep that in the back pocket. All right. Third book.
Third book, it is called Deaf Wisdom. So this is what all the deaf community who are entrepreneur, who are DJ, and Dasha all coming together and talk about their hearing loss. And different people have different hearing loss, and we talk about our experiences and talk about how do we overcome it. So it's really cool.
And the fourth book, final
It's
one.
coming out the end of April, April 30th. It's coming out. We don't have a title just yet because it's also another collaboration book as well. So this is where it's specifically for people who are disabilities, but they're also business owners. So it's going to be like a resources for people who want to learn from other disability who own their own business, which is cool.
No, well, that's one that's cool to do collaboration books. So was that an idea that you had from the beginning, or is that just something that kind of happened organically as you started putting books together?
It literally just happened out of nowhere, everyone. Like, people would reach out to me. They're like, hey, you want to do a book collaboration? I'm like, a book collaboration? You want me to be part of it? No way. So, yeah, so it just happened.
And so your first one was a poetry book. I am actually working on a poetry book myself right now. And I guess I gotta ask you, since you put it out,
Yes, I did.
what helped you get over the hump? 'Cause I have mine is very personal. Like it has a lot of personal pieces to it. And my concern always is the vulnerability. I share a lot. So how was you able to get over your hump and putting yours out?
I would say it started me of having a strong why. Why am I writing this book, right? And then number two is deadline. Keep track with deadline. I keep expanding my book so many times. Like, yeah, I'm gonna post it this day. Oh no, I'm not gonna post it. I realized that You need to have a deadline. If you do not have a deadline, you're not going to get it finished. I'm being honest. So make sure you have a deadline. And number three, I would say is do not put too much in a book. If you know what I mean, as a poem, we want to put everything in, and you know what I mean? And sometimes it's not enough. And I realized, yeah, sometimes you want to put something and you're like, should I put this? Should I put that? Should I put this? Should I put. Just stick to what you want it to look like. Because at the end of the day, it's your book and your own personal story.
No, I've written two books already, and they're self-help, so that's a little bit different. So it's not as personal. It's personal, but it's not as personal as this. And I have a deadline for this one. It's just the more I start putting the final touches together, I'm like, oh, about to do this. Have you ever performed any of your pieces? Have you gotten to that point? Like you like perform poetry as well?
I haven't performed yet, but I know when I do my speaking engagement, I put one like page and I post it. I mean, do I speak about it? And then that's it. But I never really like went out and spoke on my book.
No, definitely. So your engagements, do you typically like talk at conferences? Do you talk at schools?
Yeah, I speak in
What?
conferences, I speak in schools, I speak all over the world, both online, virtual. So I do speak about entrepreneurship, disabilities, inclusion, empowerment.
And so, for somebody who may not be good at public speaking, that has an ultimate fear, public speaking is a big fear for people. How have you been able to navigate to one, find your voice, but also to have the confidence to do it again and again?
I would just say, think of honestly, when I first started speaking, it was through a school with my very first speaking. I was terrified. Like I was like, there's no way this person asked me to speak in a school. And I was like, there's no way I'm gonna do well. And I was very nervous because like I didn't know if it's gonna become successful. But then I realized it's that you never know who's out there gonna need your voice. And that's something you should keep that in the back of your mind when you're speaking. And number two, I said you need to build that mindset within yourself. If you cannot build that mindset, then I can do this, I can do this, you're gonna screw up so much on the stage. So, and before you go on stage, take a deep breath and say, I can do it.
No, I think I enjoy public speaking. I get it. I tell people it's like even the nerves, it's like a different type of nerves. It's kind of like
Yeah.
you kind of feel alive. Like my nerves is maybe all of 30 seconds, and by the time it starts, it just you just get out there and you just be yourself. So with all these things that you're doing, what would you say is your ultimate goal with all this?
My goal in all of this is to continue making impact young generation all over the world, not just in Canada and United States, but also the other side of the world, which is like Europe, Australia, Germany, Switzerland, and Russia. So I want to keep it going and let it grow globally.
Is there a place that you haven't been to yet that you would like to go to and one visit, but also like maybe speak at as well?
Oh, Australia. That's my number
Australia?
one. Yeah.
Why Australia?
I feel like it is hot and also Sydney is so nice. So I always see it on TikTok and I'm like, oh wow, this place is really nice. Even though I always travel to the Caribbean, it's very nice, you know, but I want to do something different.
Want to go somewhere different? Australia. That's good. So, adversity. Obviously, you have faced a form of adversity at a relatively young age. What would you say was the biggest key to helping you navigate through that?
Being able to assessing my accommodation. So I make sure that teachers and professors are accommodating me, but I know some professors are not accommodating as much as I was hoping they would do because you're thinking university, they know, but realistically, they do not know. So I just hope, I mean, sorry. So yeah, so that's how I navigate through university is really having accommodated.
And from a business standpoint, so would you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
Oh yeah, I'm very
Okay.
creative.
Okay.
I'm yeah, I'm very, like you can tell I have so much on my plate and I'm ready currently right now starting to another business, two other business as well. So
Okay, so what industries are you in outside of writing and speaking? What else do you do?
real
Oh, God.
estate, Yes,
Okay.
real estate, and I am currently creating a virtual assistant agency for small business owners. So I'm helping small business owners to learn how to grow their business and also learn how to act that to the VA because a lot of small business owners don't know.
So, like the agency, 'cause now I'm intrigued. The agency, is it if you can share so much, I'm sure. Is it like an AI driven thing, or is it something that, no, it's not AI.
No,
Oh.
it's the actual people that you hire and they help
Okay.
you in the back.
Okay. That's good. And so was real estate the first one that you got into, and then that's when you transitioned over to this new venture?
So the virtual assistant agency and then real estate. So
And from your perspective, what would you say is the key to being successful or doing well in real estate? A lot of people talk about getting into real estate, but I don't always think they have the proper roadmap onto getting into that industry. So what would you say maybe is a good key or tip into navigating through there?
Real estate.
Yeah.
One, know your numbers. That's my number one thing I'll talk about. Know your numbers. If you do not know your numbers, don't bother. That's one. Two, make sure you have a good connection. I cannot tell you how important it is to build a relationship with people, especially investors. And number three, make sure when you are doing investment with other investors, make sure you're telling the truth. Do not lie. There's a lot of there's enough scammers out there, everyone. Okay, there's enough scammers, but just be honest with yourself. You know what I mean? Like if you're not honest, especially in the real estate game, I get it. Everybody wants money. Everybody wants this. Like we understand that, but it takes time to grow and to get the money that you hope to get. You know, I feel like a lot of people just get into real estate because it's big money, but it's like it takes
It
time
takes
to get
time.
there. Exactly.
No, that's so true, especially the honesty. I think the honesty is the biggest thing. And also, yeah, I think people get into certain industries because they assume that, they're gonna get this one nice house or all these, four units or whatever, and then they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make $1 million tomorrow. It's a gradual process. Since you are from Canada, I gotta ask, because you're the second one. What is something about Canada that we should know as non-Canadians that maybe we don't know?
I would say that it's a lot expensive here than American. That's number
Really?
one. Yeah, it is expensive. Yeah. Like when I go to the States, it's cheap for me. So, and then when people come here, especially during long holidays and weekends, and I met a lot of few American, they're like, Canada's so expensive. And I'm like, oh yeah, it is expensive. It is expensive. Number two, I would say is we have this food that you guys do not have. Well, actually two. So there's the Tim Hortons, which is like a coffee shop. Tim
Oh, okay.
Hortons.
Yeah, that's a few of them, but
Yeah.
yeah, okay.
And then there's a poutine. So it's where like a bunch of fries and cheese and gravy. You guys don't have that over there, but we have it in Canada.
Okay. I didn't know Tim Hortons was a Canadian thing.
Yeah,
I
it is.
didn't know that. I didn't know that at all. I've seen a few and I've heard of a few, but I didn't know that was Canadian. I just learned something new. And the second one just sounds simply incredible. I didn't know that Canada was more expensive than America, though. I didn't know
Now you guys are getting expensive because of the whole thing with Donald Trump. I'm just being honest.
I politics is always a funny lane for me, but there's definitely some truth in that. Inflation and everything is at an all-time high. Okay, so we do all these different things. And we have all these different projects. We have this book coming out. We're doing real estate. We have virtual agency. Where do you see, I know I kind of asked this already, but where do you see this going when it's all said and done? When you have your hands in so many pots, where do you see this going just for you as a person? Like, what would you say is your ultimate goal with all these hubs together?
I would say to create more genuine connection with a lot of people all over the world and just really build that genuine connection in terms of building more business ideas, developing more avenue in different business space. So I would say that would be my alternative goal.
And the last question I'd like to ask my guests is, what does it mean to be human to you?
What it means to be human to me, good question. I would say is always believe in God, because God is your protection, God is always your spirit, and He is someone that you should follow.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the things you shared with me, Kalina. Like, this was really great. I feel like I'm about to meet more Canadians now. Maybe this is something, like, there's something happening here. I've been meaning to make my way to Toronto. I want to go to Toronto. And I guess I know some people from Canada don't care. I'm a big Drake fan. Drake's my favorite artist. So I know everybody has their views. But I think that was, he kind of inspired me to want to go there. But moral of the story, I appreciate you joining. I appreciate the conversation. For those who want to find you on social media, where can they find you?
Everybody can find me under Deaf Queen Boss on social media. Okay? Just find me there.
All platforms, Threads,
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes. All platform, Deaf Queen Boss.
Okay. And when this episode come out, her information will be in the episode description. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. Till next time.